It's really not a great rate of return, is it? 1 out of 10? You'd think Jesus could do better. You'd think Son of the Living God, Savior of the world, would have a better success rate. But he doesn't. There are some who might want to say, oh, this is just to make the point that the ones who should have known better, the ones who should have experienced with gratitude and God, the Jewish lepers, they didn't respond as they should. Bad for them. And by extension, bad for all of us Christians who should know better and act better, who aren't properly grateful. Well, I think that's one explanation for Jesus's bad rate of return. But maybe there's a better one, a more realistic one. One that doesn't have God somehow interfering in the hearts of people and turning them bad just to make a point. I don't think God does that. I think if there's a point in this experience of Jesus, it is when you're dealing with lepers, you have to expect some disappointment. One of the hardest things for us to accept, us totally clean and acceptable folks, is that when we care for the poor and the needy, when we care for the outcast and lonely, when we toss 50 bucks in for the United Way, or a dollar bill in the hat of a street beggar, those folks should be grateful to us. Those folks should give us something in return to feel good about ourselves. We would like to think that all our good deeds and acts of charity, not as acts of justice. Acts of charity make us the heroes. But in acts of justice, like we hear in last week's gospel, we're only doing what we're supposed to do. And maybe this gospel is not about the 9 ungrateful lepers, but about us and the judgments we make upon them. I think the hardest thing any one of us will ever do living in this country is to make the internal shift from a sense of charity to a sense of justice. We want to believe it's charity because if those people only worked hard, buckled up, got rid of their useless live-in boyfriend or girlfriend, if those people only got off drugs, got off booze, or tried to make something of their country, then they wouldn't need our money, our care. We never want to believe that in the great scheme of things, our abundance, our good life, our security, our health insurance, come at a cost we alone don't bear. And here's the trickiest part of that story. Jesus doesn't want the gratitude for himself for the healing, but for God. Our acts of justice should inspire praise, not for us, but for God. God, who has softened our hearts and helped us to see as he does.